Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we know that over the last few months, the rising number of accidents on our roads causing serious injuries and deaths, it's been a huge cause of concern. But with many young drivers and their passengers involved in road incidents, how do you get the message across to those young people about how and why they should stay safe on our roads? Well, Evelyn O'Rourke joined one group of sixth-year secondary school students as they took part in a classroom with a difference. And Evelyn, you travelled to Limerick to go back to school with the students there. So tell us more about it.
That's right, Claire. I was invited down to Ord School Reach in Limerick, of course, such a well-known school there in Limerick, such a popular, successful school. But I was there to join the Gardaís. They met up with those sixth-year students to discuss road safety with them. It's an all-boys school, right? But this was no ordinary lesson because they've developed a programme called the Lifesaver Project, which pulls no punches. It really doesn't. And I'm just saying this to listeners this morning. It addresses fully on the issues around younger drivers, discusses the challenges, the responsibilities of being a driver with them. In this school, many of the pupils have turned 18, they're learning to drive or in driving. Some have cars, driving themselves to school. So it's a great time to work with them at this age and discuss all the issues involved with driving with them. But it is very, very honest stuff in this project, right? So we will hear some of the videos as we go along as well that were played to the students in the classroom, and they're powerful. So we begin with Garda Sergeant Tony Miniter. He introduces himself. Then we will hear from some of the students, Fintan, who has a car.
My name is Tony Miniter. I'm a sergeant in the Roads Policing Office in Limerick, and I'd just like to welcome all of you here into the auditorium for the Lifesaver Project. I can promise you an enjoyable hour, but I can promise you a fairly hard-hitting and honest hour ahead of you. I'm going to talk about road safety in a manner that you probably haven't heard before. Late last year, it's now the National Road Safety Education Policy within An Garda Síochána, and it's been rolled out nationally. What you're going to get for the next 50 minutes or an hour is hard-hitting, but it's honest. So I do have to give a health warning to all of you that if it does get too much, if it does get upsetting, then you're free to leave. I don't sugarcoat things. You will get it straight between the eyes. You're 6 years. And to put things in a small bit of perspective, a couple of months ago, no, not a couple of years ago, a couple of months ago, I was going through a bloodstained trousers of a young man looking for the ID after he'd been killed in a road traffic collision to figure out who was this young man that was killed. That's what I deal with. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a lecturer. All right, I'm a sergeant in the Roads Policing Office. I've 20 years in that, and I've 30 years in the job. All right, you comfortable? I don't know if any of you have seen this ad. It's one from the UK. All right, have a look.
I know he rode fast that day. He loved speed. He loved motorbikes.
You're Fintan, you're in sixth year?
Yeah, sixth year, and I passed my test last October, so I've been driving to school since then, yeah.
And you're driving to school?
Yeah, I drive to school every day, yeah.
Do you give lifts to your pals?
Majority of the lads in our year go to study across the bridge, so if they're looking for a lift to shop before study or over to study, I'll give them a lift, no matter, yeah.
Talk to me about what it's like when the lads get in and the energy around that.
Well, sometimes you finish school, lads be a bit giddy, try to be wrestling each other in the back of the car, and I try my best to stay in control.
So what can we do to help you?
I suppose more awareness, like the talk inside, like lads need to become more familiar with like the consequences there can be danger caused if the driver is distracted. Like
for the guards to do this kind of thing, what do you think they need to be saying? What's the message?
Just to realise like that everything can change in a blink of an eye, like you don't know what's going to happen. Just the responsibility is not just on the driver, it's on the passengers as well who are in the car. Like.
So that's Fintan there, and just listening and hearing Tony, he doesn't pull any punches, you know, he really makes you sit up and listen, and that's the whole idea behind it. Like they're presented with that really sobering graphic material to help them realise how serious it is to be driving a car and what your responsibilities are.
Yes, and I had driven down, and I have to say, you know, lessons for all of us, I have to say. The adults were taking it on board as well, because it can be a shocker at times, and it involves Garda Tony, Sergeant Tony Miniter speaking there about them. They see all these kind of videos that have all been approved by families to help with driver education. This has been developed in relation with the RSA as well, who are also developing programmes for the Department of Transport. And we see footage from, you heard the mum's voice there, from a camera from a motorcyclist's helmet, a man called David, as he's driven into by a car. So we see his kind of perspective on it, where he was forced to swerve into a ditch and he dies there. And they showed the video and then discuss it with the lads. So here we'll get a flavour of the presentation in action, where David's mother speaks on the video. Then some more of the students talk to me about the impact that the talk and this discussion is having on them.
I know he rode fast that day. He loved speed. Driver didn't see him. Turned right across his path. David didn't have time to take evasive action. This isn't an easy thing to do. but I just hope that somebody benefits from it, that motorists slow down.
I'm Caelan Rooney and I'm in 6th year in Erskilreach. Yeah, there's a load of lads driving in the school, there's about 24, 25. It's common to go in the car with your friends and the car's packed, there's, you know, 5, 6 lads in the car.
Loads of chicken fillet rolls.
Exactly, yeah, it's stuff from the deli, so. Yeah.
So the awareness and all the ad campaigns, like, has that changed the experience for you at all?
I think it's your parents mostly, to be honest with you, that, you know, they stick to the speed limit. Stephanie spoke about it, and spoke about it in the school as well, as you can see in the presentation here today. Like, it's a big topic at the moment.
And you know that ad where the guys get into the car and the driver doesn't want to ask them to put a seatbelt on because it's mortifying and all that. Yeah. Like, does that make sense to you as an ad?
It's the most common thing, I'd say, with lads. Like, that ad reaches with me. It genuinely does happen a lot. And so the odd time you get, oh, why are you putting on the seatbelt and stuff like that?
Even,
and I think that really, that kind of thing needs to be cut up. But the ad is doing wonders, I think, to be honest with you. I'd say 2 or 3 years ago, most lads won't put on the seatbelt.
Whereas now it's been identified, yes, this is an issue.
Yeah, the ad is massive, in my opinion anyway.
Hello, my name is Jack McGinn.
So how long are you driving now?
Since November, it's probably 4 or 5 months. My dad works for fire service. He always says, like, speed is the factor of every kind of collision. Like, nothing else.
So
like,
that message was hammered into you, right?
Yeah, yeah. The car I'm driving, it's not that high powered, so I wouldn't be able to really get to mad speeds. But no, I'd be conscious of it. Like, I think I'd be a safe driver.
And talk to me about giving lifts, because lads in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about what it's like in the car for you.
Yeah, so it's difficult then, like, if you're trying to tell people to, like, put on their seatbelt or stop messing or turn on the radio. But yeah, what I learned since, like, when I first got my license, there's some people I wouldn't bring in the car.
Because I think
they'd just be too dangerous. Like,
don't like how they're behaving in the car, the pressure they put on you.
Yeah, yeah, it is difficult sometimes if people are blaring music. Do you have to say no? Like, and you vote, it's your car, so you're responsible at the end of the day for it.
So, look, it's difficult content. What was it like in the room, Evelyn, the atmosphere during that presentation?
Well, it's really moving because you see all these gorgeous 17 and 18-year-old young men. You can hear them. They're so bright and articulate. And once the presentation started, it got quiet so quickly. They were clearly paying attention. You could hear a pin drop in some places. Really, it was moving to be there. The Gardaí, of course, are so committed to this programme. They're travelling to different schools. I think 10,000 people have seen this presentation at this stage because everybody's so worried about all this. They've also added warnings. They're really going for their TikTok Gardaí account. They really want to emphasise that as well. But here the principal of Erskilreach, Tom Prendergast, explains why the school wanted to invite the Gardaí to talk to the students, and then we'll hear more from the students.
I suppose it's a combination of things. I would have noticed in the last maybe 12, 24 months maybe a significant increase in the number of students 6 years driving to school.
Yeah, like we're looking at here in the road and we can see cars with the N letter on it, and they're your students.
Yeah, they're taking up both sides of the road, so they're driving to school and both parents may be working, they may have younger siblings at home going to other activities that they have to bring, so it's the best and the most convenient thing for them is for their 18, 19-year-old, 6-year son to drive to school. So there's an increase in the number of students driving in 6-year, and then you look at the road figures, the fatality rates on our roads, it's a significant figure, and then if you look at the proportion of fatalities and those involved in road accidents, a lot of them can be in the demographic of 6-year age group, 18, 19 years of age. At that age, all generations, my own generation, generations to come, when you're 18, 19, you feel invincible, you feel bulletproof, but you're not. And life can change in the blink of an eye. People lose their lives, people have life-changing injuries, and what I might call survivor's guilt if you walk away unscathed. I'd also have a concern of those who are the passengers. The responsibility is the drivers, but I think there's a responsibility in the passengers as well. They're at a fantastic time in their young lives. I mean, at the moment now, they're thinking of the orals that are starting at the end of this week. The leaving cert in June, and that's dominating their thoughts. But July 24 exists, and life after that exists. And it's a wonderful time for going on to further study, going on to travel, and a life filled with opportunities and experiences to be had. So it is hugely important. And they are young adults, they are road users, and they have a responsibility. All need a little bit more awareness of how quickly life can change.
My name is Bill Hannon, I'm 17. Passed my test there middle of February, so I'm driving about a month now. I drive my father's Jeep, so we're farmers at home. So,
is it a talking point at home? Is safety important as a conversation?
Yeah, my mother would really have a driving factor in safety. She's a nurse and she's always kind of, every time you go on the road, she'd always give you that little tip.
Oh, she's on to you, yeah.
She'd always just make sure you're in the right headspace, go driving, and just make sure that everyone goes with you. They have their seatbelts on. There's no messing. Just behaviour is kind of key to her. So it's kind of really important for her.
It's just so valuable, isn't it? I mean, you'd want to see it in every school in the country. Really would. What did they make of it all, do you think, at the end of it?
You know, it is a tough watch. Like, as I said, even as an adult driver sitting there, I got a kind of a bit of a shock. For example, there's a wonderful mother called Kathleen Kirby who has contributed to this presentation. She lost both her sons in a car crash in Cork.
God.
They were young men at the time. She talked so openly about the devastation brought to the morgue, having to identify her boys. That really struck a chord as well. They also talk very honestly about mobile phones. They took 1 second up, you know, when you look up and you look down for 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk about that. Guard the Sergeant Minister is just fantastic for this. He's passionate, he's articulate, really committed to this. Like, at one stage he says to the lads, picture going home to have your dinner this evening and your mum's at the cooker and you're chatting away to her. Picture going home this evening and your dad's sitting at the table crying because she's dead and she's been knocked down and he's there to tell you.
Right.
I know, like, yeah, my stomach
leapt. You can
leapt.
Hear that. I mean, the clip we heard of him, I can imagine him saying that. No, he's not sugarcoating
no,
it, as he said.
It's so serious, like, when you're sitting there with these drivers who will also drive for decades to come. It's also about that as well. But here you're going to have a little listen to that piece I talked about, Gay Byrne's voice, actually, at the start, which, of course, was so involved with the RSA. And then you hear the voice of Kathleen Kirby talking about her just heartbreaking story. And it's amazing she has agreed to tell her story to help other people. It's a really wonderful thing. But then we'll hear a little bit more of the students talking about what they've learned from the presentation.
Paul was 20, Dave was 18. Both died on impact after Paul lost control of their car on this bend, crossing the road and into an oncoming car.
It was a beautiful day. It was 20th of April 05. It was like a July day. It was absolutely beautiful. The sun was shining. I went to the front door and I saw my sister. There was a guard with her. The guard said, there has been an accident. And I looked and I said, no, I said, you're mistaken. Shock. It was just unbelievable.
The crash happened just 2 miles from their Middleton home.
So I was driven to the hospital by the guards and I went in to the morgue. And my youngest Dave, I saw him first. He was on a slab. I kissed his cheek and I said goodbye. And then at the end of his week, Paul was there, my older son, and he was on another slab. And I kissed his cheek and I said goodbye. He was still warm.
My own name is Derek Lennon. I'm 18 years of age.
And do you have a car here at school today?
Yeah, I do.
Talk to me about what you've heard so far in this talk.
Definitely, I think the best thing about it is it's just straight up front. There's no sugarcoating to it. Like,
and are you shocked by what he's saying to you?
Video 100% is very shocking, but it's what's happening. It's true. Like, there's no denying that this is happening every day.
So he's making you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, exactly. In a different way?
Yeah, already, because thank God I don't have anyone close to me or I don't know anyone who's been involved in accidents like this, but just seeing the stories and you just see really how much it destroys their lives and how much it impacts not only them, but also might even be the driver involved in these accidents as well, you know. The lessons I'll take away from this today is just always when you're going out, just realise that you're basically driving a machine that could kill anyone at any stage, like, you know, and you just have to take into account that you just always have to stay on your toes, I guess.
And if it does get too much, just please get up and leave. One of your teachers will go with you. It's very, very serious. And I'll explain that as we go through. But please understand, I do this for a reason.
Gosh, I have a physical reaction just listening to Kathleen Kirby there talking about what she went through. So that was the students in Ordskull Rhys, and our thanks to all of them there who spoke to you, and to the Gardaí as well, to Tony Minotaur for having us in to listen to that. So powerful.
So powerful. And just talking to the RSA, they know this piece is really important, but they're also very keen to develop an education piece ongoing. They say it has to be ongoing, this constant education with the drivers. So they'll be, you know, talking to the Department of Transport and trying to work out on programmes on this as well. But yeah, my thanks to everybody. They were amazing to me.
Evelyn, thank you very much. Still to come in the next hour of the programme, the Friday Gathering will give us their take on a very seismic week in Irish politics. BBC International Editor Jeremy Bowen on the latest attempts to stop the war in the Middle East, and 00 Who, mounting speculation around the next actor to play James Bond.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.